Thinking back on your life, what was the one day when you were most happy?
Shiva, Jimmy Singi, Kuda Remoli, Tendigi, the Malaya, Imaksutan, Imaksugi, Namesam, Eptachap, the Malaya, Ondo, Sudalu, Kayate, Topshi to Jualap Tunumero, Diago Mali, Dukti, Tivi Kablo, the Tuji, Shiva Jimmy Singi, Kutulete, Kogi, Kuan, the Tendigi, the Tahasungi Mami Sudabe, the Anni Imaki, Jodi, Jomshimle, the Kashiti, Sem Kahisi Shunilate.
So the day which he has become the happiness, because so normally before we have a problem in the south in Bhutan, so normally not with all these people who is like international, but we have again some camps down there like Alpha and Bodu. So these people is, they want their Assam state as independent. Yeah. But these people, they are not allowing to stay in India because by the Indian governments. So they are just staying to our Bhutan land, so near our Bhutan border site in the south. So almost in 2003, so our fourth majesty, his majesty King Jimmy Singh Wangchu, and with his all army, the three armed forces, went to the south of the Bhutan and went to send back all this army. These camps, in this Alpha and Bodu camps. Yep. And this, when it was sent out in 2003, in December 15, so that day, when our fourth majesty had sent out all these people out of our country, yep. And from there we don't have any problems in the south. Yep. So that is his happiest moment, when okay. He heard about this news,
okay.
When our fourth majesty, as he went himself, yep. To the south and when sent out all these, yep. Alpha and Bodu's camps.
So these, who is living in these camps?
So these are the Alpha and Bodus, actually. These are the armies. So normally they want the Assam state, the Indian state Assam, as independence.
Yep.
But they are not allowed to stay inside the India border,
right.
But they want to stay in Bhutan.
Yep.
So these Alpha and Bodu, they are staying in Bhutan for many years.
Okay.
From there, 1979, they came to our Bhutan. Yep. So it's a very long way to stay in our countries.
Okay.
And then, so in the southern parts, we have very few problems. Sometimes our buses with a bomb explosion, and then some people, they murder. There's lots of cases we have.
Yeah.
And that's why His Majesty wants to send out from our country.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when even our three armed force in Bhutan is not sufficient.
Yeah.
So then we have some students, some government service people, who went for volunteer,
okay.
To join as a military trainee.
Okay.
So these people also, they joined to an armed force and they went to the south,
okay.
With our fourth majesty.
Okay.
So they went in a different area where they have a camps.
Okay.
So at on December 15, almost in 2003, so in one day it was all sent out from our country. And at the meantime, it's almost our 40 to 50 armed forces were also killed in these small wars.
40 to 50 Bhutanese killed?
Yeah, armies.
And how many were killed on the other side?
So I think the mostly some were run away and mostly they are killed, I think.
Yeah.
But so far, for that, there was no find out for myself also.
Oh, okay, okay.
Normally, how much other people. But the one of our armed force who were killed,
yeah.
In the wars,
yeah.
So these are all looked after by the government.
Okay.
By our fourth majesties,
okay.
And some family, they have given such a facility also.
Okay.
So the wife and the children, they are looked after by the armed force still at prison now.
Yeah, okay. And